Lanny Hall Albert is a Grammy-winning vocalist who can sing so convincingly in both Portuguese and in Spanish, you might think her hometown was either Rio or Madrid. She's actually a Chicago native. And Lanny has written a new book called Emotional Memoirs and Short Stories, in which she interweaves her memories of growing up years in Chicago with some very vivid, often very beautiful and memorable fiction. When we talked briefly at the Festival of Books, I asked her about one of those stories that I especially liked, entitled Mr. Belmont.
Well, actually, when I was working in Chicago, I would always change trains at Belmont Station and take the subway to my work. And every time I was at Belmont Station, it just so happened there was this beautiful man sitting on the train bench with an attaché case by his shined shoes. I just thought he was so beautiful. I think he said hello to me once, I'm not sure. And that's what kind of sparked that story. I just kind of kept going with it. And then just my imagination took over and I created a relationship between these two people. So that's how Mr. Belmont has happened.
In your book, Emotional Memoirs and Short Stories, you explore, and very daringly, a darker side of being creative, a darker side of being an artist. What have you learned about creativity's dark side over the course of your career?
Well, you know, I approach writing as I approach singing, kind of like a jazz piece. And jazz is all about improvisation. And so you have to trust where you're going. Or else if you're hesitant or self-conscious, you'll lose the feeling and it won't work. And so that's what I did in a lot of these stories. I think that, you know, I think as a human being on the planet that's, you know, that's experienced things, you have to kind of work through things that might be haunting you even from childhood. And you have to work through them and face them. And that's what I tried to do in this book. I really never thought I was going to make a book of these stories. I would just write them and put them in my drawer, and that's where they stayed. And then I decided that through a lot of coaxing from friends that I should do something with them. And it was a good idea because to put them out in the universe now, you know, to have them available, it freed me a little bit of these images, of these characters. It freed me.
What would you most like people as an author to get from Emotional Memoirs and Short Stories?
Well, the same as some of the fans of music, the music fans of ours. Sometimes I'll go backstage to meet audience members and after the show, and what they say is how touched they were. And when I've had that same reaction to this book, and it was a surprise to me. I didn't think that would happen. I didn't know what would happen, but I didn't think that they would be touched like they are with music, through music. So that's really all that I could hope for, is that someone is touched and can identify with these stories on some level, and that's how we're all connected. So that's really all I could ask for.
Meanwhile, Lanny's husband, Herb Alpert, has been painting since the late 1960s and currently has an exhibit of both his painting and his sculpture over at the Robert Berman Gallery of the Bergamot Arts Center in Santa Monica. Herb's work is intriguing because when you walk in, you'll see sculptures that go up to 18 feet. You'll also see, in some ways, his creative process because he has a shelf on one wall that shows you the prototypes for these sculptures. And on the walls are paintings in both acrylic paint and a medium you might not think of, organic coffee. Herb explained that he started working in organic coffee because his daughter is into organic foods and he wanted to make a gift for her. He's been painting in organic coffee ever since. Herb talked about what he most wants viewers to take away with them when they see his work, and he wound up giving some great advice for artists.
Well, I think the most important ingredient is to find your own voice. You have to find, you know, don't be intimidated by Michelangelo, you know, or any of the great artists. Just do what comes out naturally, work at it, kind of be a party to your own creativity, like an audience to it, And when you finish it, take a look at it and see if you really love it. If you don't love it, try something else, or, you know, try it again. It's important to be persistent. And what I tell kids a lot of the time when they ask me about music or dance or whatever, I say, while you're sleeping, someone else is practicing. So get with it.
Did you ever have to be told to practice as a kid?
Oh, I did. I did have to be told, and I would come up with excuses why I couldn't take a lesson, like my lips were chapped or some one thing or another. But, you know, it all worked out, and I'm a lucky guy.